KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:05, we have mostly clear skies and 26 degrees in Atlantic. We're looking forward to be partly cloudy and windy today with a high of 41. The winds will be diminishing this afternoon, but in the meantime, they'll be out of the northwest at 15 to 30 miles per hour. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. The Creston Police Department says a merchant in the 400 block of South Sumner Avenue reported on December 10th that a shoplifting incident had taken place. At around 7:10 p.m., a man was seen leaving the building with a basket filled with various tools, including DeWalt and Milwaukee. The loss was estimated at $50. The Cass and Audubon County Community Foundations report that applications are now being accepted from those organizations providing charitable services separately in Cass and Audubon counties. As part of the spring grant cycle, about $125,000 is available in each county to support their respective nonprofit organizations and community projects. The deadline to apply for the funds through the online application process is February 1st, 2022. Beginning December 15th, which was yesterday, application details, a fact sheet, and a link to the application form could be found online by selecting either Cass or Audubon County under the county listing at www.swiowafoundations.org. Applications will only be accepted through that online system. The cycle of grants is made possible through the state of Iowa's County Endowment Fund program and is funded by a percentage of the state's commercial gaming tax revenue, which is distributed annually to participating community foundations that are associated with counties without a state-issued gaming license. Only organizations providing services in Cass or Audubon County are eligible to apply, and in their respective counties only. For example, organizations in Cass County cannot cross over and apply for Audubon County funds and vice versa. In each case, the organization must be able to demonstrate broad community and county support and be an IRS-approved 501c3 public charity, a local municipality, or a fiscally sponsored project. The Cass and Audubon County Community Foundations aim to improve the quality of life in each county by supporting community needs in the areas of civic engagement, culture, health, education, and social services. The objective of the grant program is to fund projects that will have a lasting impact in either county. The foundations will entertain requests for capital and program support. General operating support will only be considered for extenuating non-recurring circumstances. If you'd like more information, you can see the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. Meta, formerly known as Facebook, has announced that it will expand its Altoona campus with two new buildings, making it the company's largest operational data center in the world. The company said once construction is completed, the total square footage will grow to more than 5 million. This is our seventh expansion announcement for the Altoona Data Center, where we started building in 2013. More than 400 people work on-site in data center operations each day. The building is expected to be completed in 2025, which means an average of 1,000 construction workers have been on site for over 12 years. The company said on Facebook, this campus represents a capital investment of more than $2.5 billion in the city of Altoona and the state of Iowa. Since 2013, the company has poured 400,000 yards of concrete, erected 26,000 tons of steel, and accumulated 8.7 million work hours. The Meta Altoona Data Center will continue to be supported by 100% renewable wind energy, according to company officials. The Adair County Board of Supervisors Wednesday morning authorized Board Chair Steve Shelley to sign a wellness participation program agreement. Adair County District 3 Southwest Supervisor Jerry Walker mentioned the county has received some good news with regard to a reduction in insurance costs, thanks in part to an increase in the average number of employees in counties that are participating. According to Steve Shelley, he's pleased with the results not only for the health of county employees, but because it benefits the taxpayers, and Walker agreed.
I was just going to say, I think it's one of the best things we've partaken.
We got
any other comment?
$40,686.30 back this year for making our 5%. That's what we saved on insurance.
I say of great value to the taxpayers of Adair County, and everybody that works for the county gets a healthier outlook.
Listen to the people talk. The other counties have different plans and aren't on the buyback plan like our county is. They get hundreds of thousands of dollars back, but it costs them a fortune what they pay. Some of them sell $750 deductibles on their deals, and they're paying for the insurance that covers the same thing ours covers for not costing the employees much money.
In other business, the Adair County supervisors acknowledged the hiring of a person for the county treasurer's office, Treasurer Brenda Wallace, Reported the new employee, Bethany Smith, will officially begin her duties on December 28th. The board also received from Jane Lentz the Adair County Compensation Board's recommendation for elected officials.
For the fiscal year 23, the comp board recommends 8% salary increase for all elected officials and wage adjustments to be applied after that increase. Auditor, treasurer, recorder, supervisor, attorney, basically everybody but a sheriff, $2,500 wage adjustment. For the sheriff, to comply with the Back the Blue bill, a $10,000 wage adjustment.
The board took no action other than to acknowledge the receipt of the recommendation, and they tabled action on setting the date for a public hearing on a fiscal year 2022 Adair County budget amendment until their meeting next week, because County Auditor Mandy Berg is waiting to receive more information on matters affecting the amendment. That is a check of our news for this hour on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.